Hello, my name is Chris Verity. I'd like to talk to you about the differential diagnosis of neurodegenerative diseases in children according to their age and ethnic group. Our paper in Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology comes from a study that is still being carried out by our team in Cambridge, working with the National CJD Research and Surveillance Unit in Edinburgh. In the mid-90s, it became evident that a new variant of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease had appeared in adults, related to mad cow disease in cattle. It was therefore important to determine whether or not children were developing this new variant of CJD. Because there are so many different neurodegenerative diseases in children, this is like looking for a needle in a haystack. So rather than looking at all children, we decided to concentrate on a smaller number, those who had evidence of progressive intellectual and neurological deterioration, or PIND. Since 1997, we have asked UK paediatricians to notify children with PIND via the British Paediatric Surveillance Unit. We analysed the data obtained between May 1997 and October 2019. By then, 2008 children had been identified with an underlying diagnosis to explain their deterioration. There were over 220 different diseases in this group, including 6 cases of variant CJD. This illustrates the complexity of making a diagnosis in children with neurological deterioration. The two largest ethnic groups in the study were children of white and Pakistani ethnic backgrounds. The commonest diseases in these two ethnic groups were determined in 4 age groups: children less than a year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, and 10 to 15 years. To illustrate our findings, I will show the distribution of diseases found in those children less than a year of age. This slide shows the 11 most common diagnoses in white children aged less than a year. You can see that the biggest group is made up of children with mitochondrial disorders, but within that group, there were many different specific mitochondrial diseases. Then there were the children with Krabbe disease, Tay-Sachs disease, and so on. The next slide shows the 11 most common diagnoses in Pakistani children aged less than a year. Again, there is a complex mixture of disorders. There was considerable overlap between the white and Pakistani children. 6 of the commonest diagnoses in the white children were also found in Pakistani children of the same age. It should be noted that there were considerable differences in the distribution of diseases in children of different ages, and also that 81% of the children developed their diseases before 5 years of age. So if you were in the clinic puzzled by the possible diagnosis in a child who is deteriorating neurologically, go to our paper in Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, where you will find our unique guide to the commonest diagnoses according to age and ethnic group.